Welcome to our podcast, where we are offering the best from Temple Solel in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hear our clergy team of Rabbi John Linder, Rabbi Debbie Steele, and cantorial soloist Todd Herzog share their weekly insights from our Shabbat services and beyond. Temple Solel is a vibrant and engaged Reform community grounded in relationships and deeds, and elevated by Shabbat and Torah. We welcome all who seek a connection to Jewish life, regardless of religious background, race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, ability, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Don't forget to subscribe to get a notification for our next episode. Find more information at www.templesolel.org. Hello, it's Cartoon Mason with Temple Solel. Do you think the stars and planets influence your life at all? Do the Jews think that? The answer is maybe.
Wow.
In Talmud Barachot, it is written that God said, "My daughter, I created 12 constellations in the firmament, and for each and every constellation I have created 30 hosts. And for every host, I have created 30 legions. And for every legion, 30 divisions. And for every division, 30 battalions. And for each and every battalion, 30 camps. And on each and every camp, I have hung 365,000 stars corresponding to the days of the solar year. And all of them I have created only for your sake." Doing the math, we get about 10 raised to the 18th power stars, or about 1 quintillion stars. In 2016, the Hubble Space Telescope suggested that there's 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. And in his infamous leaked email that rocked the scientific community to its core, leaving scores of scientists in shambles inside their laboratories crying, Professor Christopher Consolice said to Live Science that there's about 100 million stars in each galaxy. That makes for a whopping 200 billion trillion stars. Point is, we got a lot of stars, making for a lot of gravity, influencing a lot of influences on Earth. Remember how I said that God made 12 constellations in the firmament, or the Talmud said that? These 12 constellations match up with the 12 months of the lunar calendar year. This month is Cheshvan, and the spiritual work, according to Rabbi Matityahu Glazerson, is that of acceptance. The days are getting colder, the nights are getting longer, the harvest is done, and the festivals have passed. We're bored! That's why some people call it Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan, because it's boring. But instead of filling that boredom with parties, vodkas, and latkes, we should turn inward to acceptance, balance, and gratitude. By flipping this inclination to distract ourselves with parties into an effort to accept what is, then we turn Mar Cheshvan into Ram Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan into noble Cheshvan. So, I hope you're able to do the spiritual work of acceptance this Cheshvan. Cheshvan, as in shh, as in be still. It's okay. Take a moment to relax. Take a breather. And know that God loves you. L'chaim.